Good morning. This is the November 7th Happy Monday edition of the Geyer Kirk Report. And today on Happy Monday, we've got one thing to talk about. Over the weekend, the last few days, I had to add some Google Maps onto a site as part of their contact page. And I come to find out Google Maps now requires an API be applied. And not for the faint of heart, but there is a support page, a help page, if you will, filled with frequently asked questions. And it's got things like getting started, understanding the terms of service, usage limits, and billing. Using the Google Maps APIs, there are several, Google Maps API services and Google Maps software developer kit for the iOS platform. So let's have a look at that real quick. You'll see that it's broken out into subsections like getting started, but beneath getting started, it's got a lot of the frequently asked questions identified here and the answers to same. We'll just pick on one. What are the Google Maps APIs? If you click on that, it goes right away into the same document and it talks about all of the APIs that you need for web services, for mobile. So remember, we've said many times, if your site isn't mobile ready, start over and get it that way. The same is true for your API for maps. If you've got an API that works on the desktop, it's not going to work very well on mobile. Okay, so get your ducks in a row, as you will, or maps as the case may be, and take a look at these. There's some other things in here I wanted to touch on real quick. And one of them is in that same link that you see on the left-hand side right here where I'm pointing the API picker. And in there, you can select adding a map to Android device, adding to iOS, and putting it on a web page. Okay. So give that a go. I think that you'll turn the page in that Things We've Learned book. And when you get into going past understanding terms of service, the usage limits and billing, pay attention to that. Give that a go. And using the Google Maps APIs, you can do things like turn off the link to Google Maps that's in the map itself. Some little tweaks and tips are in there. This is a great document. I want you to give that a go. And speaking of giving it a go, if you're on that side of the ocean that's close to Edinburgh, Scotland, give a look to Fraser Ramsay's Edinburgh Dusters. They're the company that likes to clean, just like it says right here. His WordPress-powered site is available at this URL, edinburghdusters.co.uk. I think he has a .com too, if I remember right, but keep it in the mother country with a .co.uk. Give that fellow a call. His phone number is right there on the page. The other thank you is from a lady, Eileen Smith, who's in Philadelphia. And one of her websites is Basic Blog Tips. And this is what it looks like. She's the one that told us about Screencast-O-Matic. And that's how I record the show. I produce it on firetalk.com. Thanks to Firetalk. They look like they're going to be around a while. I'm sure they will be. And so in the index of your internet toolbox, you might want to give a show a look to, do I have a screen sharing capability? Do you have something that copies the screen? And if so, then you're all set. If not, then give a look at Screencast-O-Matic. It's a great tool. And thanks to Eileen for telling us about that. And on that note, get well soon. Kelvin will be back when we do the show on Friday. There won't be a show tomorrow, Wednesday, or Thursday, but we will have one on Friday. And so on that note, I'm going to say it's a wrap.